Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great photos and stories and stuff about animals. And I don't know about you, but I'm finding it real hard to find, you know, good animal stories and videos that aren't AI. Oh, and Gary, I thought I found a really good one last night. That was great. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm sure this one is real. And then that little voice in my head says, you better check just in case. And so I checked just in case. And it's AI. It's like, oh, come on. But I have to say, I've got to give AI credit. Oh my gosh. Are you able to create incredible stories and videos and all this stuff? I mean, it's just kind of beyond me sometimes. I mean, how we're going to know real from fantasy? Of course, it's kind of the state of the art anyway, since the powers that be that are running the country, all they do is lie. So there's no truth involved there. And it's like, anyway, you need discriminating mind. And even though you think it's real, check anyway. Check anyway, check anyway. Because every time I do, man, it's AI. But I give them credit. They sure do a good job. And sometimes the stories are wonderful, and I kind of don't care if they're real or not because it's just really a good story and you wish it would be true. But anyway. All righty then. It is the, what is it? It's the second Sunday of the month. So it's our energy balancing show. That means Linda Rasmussen is here. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy codes gal. David, where's our roaring phones and so forth?
I'm trying to put a spell on them to get started, but it isn't working right now.
All right, we are ready for phone calls, and I would greatly appreciate it if you would give us a call. Pick up your phones. The number to call is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Now, certainly understand people, getting out early in the day wanting to do stuff before it gets too hot. But surely there are some of you out there that can give us a call for a remote treatment. But now, just in case there's somebody sitting out there and doesn't really know what we're talking about, Linda.
Yes.
Let's talk about, first let's talk about, it's called BEST therapy, but that BEST stands for bioenergetic synchronization technique. And
Correct.
I kind of explained to my, clients when I'm telling this about this and to help them or their animals, that it kind of sounds like woo-woo stuff when you first start talking about it, because it's energetic. And so it can be done in person or remotely, but it isn't woo-woo stuff. And isn't it true that anybody listening to us right now could go to school and learn how to do
Yes.
best therapy? Is that true? So why don't you, while we have time here, why don't you explain to us what is best therapy, bioenergetic synchronization technique? What's it
Well,
all?
this is a version of it. I'm sure there's lots of ways to talk about it. This is, as human beings, as living beings, because animals also have their own energy fields, everything has energy. And but as human beings, we have an energy field, and we also have, of course, a nervous system. And there is so much amazing complexity and so forth in us as human beings that we are like in such a good place. If something bad happens, we have this fight or flight mechanism that as soon as we detect something, that might be dangerous, like a car going too fast or, a certain tone of growling in an animal's voice or something, that we know that maybe that we need to be careful. And that actually has an immediate effect in our nervous system, which can help us respond appropriately, which might be to hold still. That's the freeze part of fight, flight, or freeze. Or it might be run, and other times it's, use whatever you can to fight off or deal with whatever's going on here. And so this is our survival system, and it's a great system. The difficulty is, as especially as modern human beings, when we were in a different phase of our life as human beings, the dangers that we experienced were very present to us. We, if there's a tiger coming into your yard, that's immediate, and you need to deal with it. But then when the tiger's gone, your system can calm right back down again because there's no danger. The difficulty as modern humans is a lot of the things that to us are threats, that's another way to think about danger, are not things like a tiger walking into the yard. They're things like seeing an email from the IRS or, having somebody leave you a voicemail who you don't want to talk to. I mean, lots of things can set off this fight or flight response. And the difficulty is, unlike a tiger leaving your yard, and knowing that everything's okay, that reaction that we have to the email that we saw or the phone message or the text, it's still here because we don't know when it's over. And so a lot of us, unless we have other practices to release these kind of things out of us, out of our nervous system, like meditation, yoga, various breathing practices, prayer, if we are not able to let that go, then we start to accumulate more and more of these little, what I would call resident fight or flight patterns. And what happens to us is we don't function the way that we're designed to function anymore with all the lovely flow of energy. It starts to get kind of held in place, so to speak, by these protective patterns that are hanging out. So what I do is I help people release those. And I do it in a way that's very easy and simple, so that people can release these traumatic things from their system and start to experience them themselves as a free-flowing, balanced being, which is what we are. So that's, in a nutshell, what I'm helping people do is come back to balance without these patterns of interference.
All right. Well, and when you talk about the nervous system and the freeze, fight, flight mechanism, that's most understandable when we talk about animals. Mm-hmm. If firework goes off, something startles your dog, they can either freeze, fight, or flight. Mm-hmm. So freeze would be when something startles them. Most will freeze for could be just a second, but it might be longer than that. And that freeze, is that's to assess what's going on. Is this really bad? Should I run away or should I go after you? Whatever. And then there's the choice, do I flight or fight? Well, most animals, they don't want to fight. So they're going to bail out and get the heck out of Dodge if they can. And fighting is the last resort. But I know that I have always taught, Linda, that dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. If it happened this way once, it's always going to happen that way. It's kind of the way they think. Well, it's your brother, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, that helped me understand that a little better. And because what he explains is that when, in this case, we're talking about a dog has a traumatic experience, that it actually, the nervous system, that fight flight mechanism gets stuck at that point in time. And that's what makes the animal be stuck there. So as long as the nervous system is frozen at that point in time, then anytime something else happens that's sort of like that or something, the animal responds according to what happened in the past, not what's going on presently.
Yeah.
So Dr. Nels developed, and we used to talk about it all the time, what he called the Rasmussen reset. Because he's developed a way that he works this he calls it neuroenergetic balancing, to release and free up the nervous system.
Yes.
So the animal can then respond presently, mm-hmm. rather than being stuck in the past.
Yeah.
Now, is it true, Linda, that my understanding is, well, that human animals are the same as animals? And
yes.
that we can, if we go through trauma, our nervous systems can get stuck too. So the
yes.
same explanation applies to us.
Yes, but there's
All right.
more.
Okay. So everybody, anybody who you're listening here, have you had a trauma in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you haven't done something to release, and release your nervous system, your nervous system could be stuck in that old trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And this, bioenergetic synchronization technique, the best therapy, is unbelievably effective at dealing with that and releasing it. And the cool thing is you don't even need to talk about it. Really,
no,
because
it's very private.
It's true. You don't, Linda, you don't diagnose or treat.
No, people often, even I think on this show, we've called it treatment. It's an energetic balancing, and it's a comprehensive balancing. So it's not, you know, specific to I do a certain thing for, like, even when you were speaking about how animals can be helped by me working with their people. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything different when I'm doing that than I do any other session. It's a system of inquiry that allows me to find these patterns that are getting in the way and help the person, in this case, release them and get to balance. That's what that's about. And I don't do it differently. I mean, it's always going to be the same inquiry. And the point of being a practitioner is to be the channel to make the inquiry and to pass the information to the person who can release the pattern, which is the person I'm working with. And so really the training is really good because it's a lot of good head knowledge, but the absolute goal of the training is to realize I'm not doing the healing. You know, that this, yeah. I am a channel of the information, both finding out what the information is and then sharing it with the person. And it can be done on such a private level. Many people don't want to talk about their traumas.
Right. That's what I wanted to get to. It's like, so if you called in today and say you have a, you've had a trauma in your past, you don't have to tell us all what that is.
No, you don't even have to say you had a trauma because pretty much anybody's had a trauma.
Right. But I mean, and you could say something about, yeah, there's something in my past that, you know, I think might be messing up my current situation or sort of thing. And I'd like to look at that. But then when Linda works with you, she gives your mind something to think about, or she'll, you know, have you bring things to mind. She doesn't ask you to tell us what those things are. You would just imagine themselves in your mind. But then that opens up so that she can tune into your body to know what your body needs to come back into balance. So that's one of the real beauties of this type of therapy, is that you don't have to talk about the yucky stuff.
Yes, okay. That's correct. I've worked with many people. I have no idea what they were, you know, balancing, releasing. And, you know, sometimes people, they don't have any specific trauma in mind. They're just exhausted, or they can't sleep, or, you know, they can't seem to stop thinking about a certain thing. And it doesn't matter. Any of those things is a sign that we are not in balance. And so the idea is, you know, release whatever's getting in the way so that we can have the opportunity to experience ourself and our life around us with a feeling of balance.
Well, and you know, a lot of times it's just, you know, it's releasing then stuff.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when I teach the human to animal transference, you know, that what's going on, you know, with our animals isn't just the animals, that they pick up, process, and reflect back, you know, our stuff. I've noticed something really interesting in this last, you know, since Robbie's passing. Okay. We tend to stuff and suppress so much negative emotional energy. We've not been taught how to move through difficult emotional energy, because you can't go under it, over it, around it, avoid it. You have to, we're here to be emotional feeling beings. You have to feel it and move through it. Well, that's not always a comfortable thing to do. And so we can stuff and suppress these feelings and so forth. Well, you know, I've always, because I teach this and I understand it, I think I do a pretty good job of processing my emotional energy, but man, I had realized, Linda, since Robbie's passing, now, for some time, you know, I was pretty numb and I'm not doing all everything that, you know, my exercises and doing all the things I would normally be doing to keep myself balanced. But you know what I was doing? I was grieving. And I'm good at that. I've learned how to do it. And so I was crying and crying and crying. And then I get in, I wail. I mean, when you really get to the really deep stuff, I mean, and so I was so much wailing, so much crying, all of that. And then I'd be okay for a while. And then something comes in and then it starts it again. And, you know, in and out, in and out. But the whole four, and I didn't get my regular body work, you know, like with Jude and stuff. And because I'm with Robbie and doing all of that. But the fascinating thing was that throughout this whole process and all this grieving, all of the normal aches and pains I have in my body, all the usual stuff that's wrong with me, has not been a problem. I don't have any of that pain. Okay. I finally got in to see Jude on Friday. Okay. All of the stuff, I mean, my psoas.
Always.
My pelvis was rotated. My hips were, nothing was out. Nothing was wrong. Okay. And it was like pretty astounding to me. But what I have to realize is that, and I had to say, I think I just must be, I'm doing so much grieving and I'm releasing so much stuff. I think I must have just cleaned out the trash compactor. You know, because, you know, because I've always taught, you know, negative emotional energy sit in your body and then they wreak havoc wherever they are energetically. And that's a lot of where, you know, the pain and problems come from. But I have to say, as long as I'm doing this grieving and moving this energy, my body's been okay. Does that seem strange to you, Linda?
Not at all. It seems completely, you know, right for the fact that when you're in present moment, you know, in touch with the moment you're in, which is filled with this feeling of grief, with this crying, with, you know, the things that you are focused on and processing. I mean, the frequency of grief that is operating in you is not just for Robbie. It's for all the grief you've ever had, because it's the same frequency. And so that's why when you say, I feel like I, you know, really cleared out the closet, took all everything out, you probably have been processing things from your childhood.
Well, I can tell you, so in order to teach this stuff, I've had to learn it myself. And I was a stuffer and suppressor, just like most of us. And I didn't want to deal with the negative emotions and all that sort of thing. And I'd just stuffed and suppressed all my life. Well, it was back in the 1980s, I think early on, when I first really found my first spiritual path and just, you know, found God again and got going with all of that. And doing that work, well, as a process of doing that, I had to learn about, you know, clearing out and moving emotional energy and all of that sort of thing. And so when my second really heart golden, that was Chowie Golden, who was with me at the farm and was with me when I was learning all the communication stuff and the human to animal transfer and learning all this stuff. Chowie Golden was the one that was with me through all of that. Well, when he passed, oh man, I'll tell you, that was overwhelming to me, because that was the first time that I understood how important it was for me to stay in my heart and get in touch with that and to allow myself to grieve. But I also was prepared to know that I wouldn't just be grieving Chowie Golden's passing. I'd be grieving everything else that is all the rest of the grief, just what you were talking about, that was stuffed and pressed inside me. So I swear, when Chowie passed, I was numb for 3 days. I couldn't even move for 3 days. I couldn't talk to my animals. I couldn't let any dogs in the house. I mean, I was just done. And then it was a process going through. But so I went through that. So yes, I've had to grieve serious losses since that time. So fortunately, you know, when my mom passed, you know, I didn't have to grieve everything with that. I could, that was big enough as it was. So, but then now I get around when Robbie goes, you know, I've kept up, you know, I process my grief. I do that. But what I realized, because again, it was an overwhelming experience. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know, because I didn't think I'd stuffed and suppressed. But then I realized I'm not just grieving Robbie's loss. you know, it has to do with my age and my life is changing. And so I have to make decisions and choices and things. I'm grieving not just Robbie's passing, but that's the last puppy that I'm going to raise. I know I'm too old to raise a puppy. I raised puppy, you know, Robbie 13 plus years ago. And for this first 6 months, I was freaking exhausted. You know, raising a puppy is a lot of work. Okay. I don't have it in me to raise another puppy. Okay. I'm going to get me an already raised and trained model. And you know what? Yeah, I'm a trainer. Yeah, I'm a behavior therapist. I don't want a dog with baggage. I'm not going out and getting a basket case. I'm getting me a, I want a really special dog that, anyway, so that will happen at some point, I'm probably, but at any rate, I'm not raising a puppy anymore. He may be my last golden retriever. I don't know, you know, because I can't go pay several thousand dollars for a dog anymore. You know, so I don't know what's going to, so there's a lot of, and then all the other changes, so there's a lot of stuff going on that I'm grieving as well, or adjusting to. So, but even so, even knowing all of that, I have to acknowledge the fact that I haven't had any pain in my body since I've been going through this grieving process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though I thought I was doing a really good job, didn't seem like I wasn't. But, you know, I think maybe we just all need to clear our trash compactor or something. We just need to have a good cry. You know, sometimes you can just release stuff just by going through the motions and not really knowing what you're releasing. It just happens. And looking at the clock, and of course, we've talked way over ad time. And folks, okay, is anybody back in from doing what you wanted to do early in the morning now? Because we would love you to call in for free remote treatment for you and your animal friends. 888-298-5569. Try one. If it doesn't work, just 888-298-5569. We'll take care of our advertisers. We'll come back, and then we'll continue, and as long as we don't have phone calls, we'll continue our discussion. And the next thing, Linda, I want to know about, besides if you guys have looked at the Nathan photographs, I forgot to ask you. Anyway, I want to know about, we've talked about the best bioenergetic synchronization technique. You can go to school, be educated for that. But then you also talk about energy codes. So I think that's a little different. I think we need to talk about that. So you can explain that as well. So anyway, we're taking care of advertisers. We'll come back. And the next subject will be the energy codes. And what's that all about? You can call in anytime. 888-298-5569. All righty, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Martha Norwalk. And, hey, the guy was right. This is a good place to come, this station, for self-help and stuff. So, cool. All righty then. Let's see what we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins, their NuPro nuggets. I steal my Sophie Sweet Cheeks. I give her raw food. And she sniffs it, and she looks at me and says, Mom, where's my NuPro? My nuggets. So I have to sprinkle some nuggets on her food for her to eat her food. The dog supplements, absolutely fabulous for skin and hair coat, comes in a hip and joint formula, and will help keep your dog's hair on their body and not on your floor. You can check all the supplements out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can purchase there. A lot of the dog products you'll find at your local pet store. They're also available on Amazon, and the price is the same. So, NuProSupplements.com. And then remember our wonderful sound healer, chiropractor, and acutonics specialist, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Oh, what a gift she is for incredible physical or emotional healing. And you can check her out, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center online. Absolutely. What a gift she is. And she keeps me in balance. And, you know, with her, Linda and Jude, I do pretty good. And you can too. So give her a call. She'll call you back. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Okay, then. The good news is that our discussion about the energy codes has been postponed. Because we have... count on one of our regulars. We're heading over to Bellevue, and Diane from Bellevue is on the line. Good morning, Diane, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Had to wait because your news was so emotional.
Yeah, I know, and I know you know, because you've had losses in your life with your animal friends, you know, recently. Yeah, I know. You don't have to say anything. But bless you for calling in. Oh. And so I think you want to do a little tune-up on all that stuff?
Yes, I need a drama tune-up, too.
All right, now, so Linda, I'm going to surrogately participate here with Diane. So do we need to do anything with the energy or anything right now? Or Linda, can you just take over and help?
Yeah, I can just, okay. As you put it, take over.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so, and I'm going to invite everybody, certainly Martha included, who's listening, to do this, Diane, it's good to be with you again. And we're going to begin with something that's going to be helpful. So if anyone's experiencing a strong feeling right now, and I know Diane and Martha are, I want you to just notice where in your body you can kind of feel that feeling. It may be, you know, some part of your heart or your throat or your back or your stomach. But just tune in, Diane, to wherever that feeling seems to be in your body. And I'm just going to invite everybody to do that. And I know that David's going to help me with some music underneath this. So we're just going to notice the body, where that feeling is. And do you notice a place, Diane? Has that come to your awareness?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So let's just focus on that. And what I'm going to have you do is just let yourself be aware that above your head, far above your head in the celestial spaces, we're going to start pulling a breath in, and we're going to pull it in to just above where that feeling starts in the body. So if it's in your throat, we're going to pull this breath down into the center of your brain. If it feels like it's behind your eyes, we're just pulling this breath into the crown of the head. If this feeling's in your abdomen, pull the breath all the way down into the solar plexus. So everybody knows we're going to inhale from the stars and the planets to just above where this feeling is in the body right now. And now we're going to exhale down through that, clear into the earth. And now we're going to inhale up from the earth, pulling some heavy earthy energies up to just below where that feeling is in the body. Pulling this breath up now. And then we're going to exhale upward through that feeling in the body, all the way up and out into the planets and the stars. And now we're inhaling again from the planets and the stars, that celestial space. We're pulling breath in to the area in the body just above where that feeling is. And now we're going to exhale down through that feeling into the earth. And then inhaling up from the earth into the space just below where that feeling is in the body. And then we're going to exhale up through that feeling and out into the celestial spaces. One more time, pulling breath in from those celestial spaces into the area just above where that feeling is in the body. And then we're going to exhale down through it into the earth. And then relax and breathe normally. And Diane, I'm going to invite you just to tune in to that place in the body right now. And just let me know whatever you notice about what it feels like now.
Okay.
It feels okay?
Feels better.
It feels a little calmer?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good work. So that's our first work. And now I'm just going to have you bring to mind whatever is most important to you right now, whatever that is. It might be the thing that was behind that feeling. It might be something else. Just focusing on whatever that is.
Okay.
And then setting that aside, we're going to focus on the feeling of devotion. Devotion. Devotion and the number 2. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up to the left side of your forehead, just rolling your closed eyes up as though you could see the left side of your forehead. And then I'm going to have you take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking devotion to. Your closed eyes are looking up at the left side of your forehead. Perfect. perfect. I'm going to have you breathe normally. And with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then returning in your thoughts to whatever that thing was you were thinking about. Okay, and that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation, just invite you to think the sky is blue for a moment. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of devotion. I embrace the feeling of devotion. And I know you know this, Diane, but I'm going to remind everyone that when we get an affirmation, it's very potent that today, tomorrow, and the next day, and we want to think about it at least 3 times in a row or say it out loud, write it down, and keep repeating it today, tomorrow, and the next day. I embrace the feeling of devotion, and feel yourself really just bringing that close. How are you doing, Diane?
Better.
Good.
Wonderful. Doing better.
Well, and you still have a kitty friend in your life, isn't that right?
Yes, so Whiskers would like a tune-up too. And okay. Martha, I just want to say my heart aches with yours.
Thank you, Diane. I know you understand. And, well, I know so many of you out there do. And that's why I'm so grateful for all of you that have been here for so many years. And, you know, you've been through the biggest things in my life with me. And it's nice to know you're out there.
Blessings to you and Robbie.
Yeah. And he's good now. And he's going everywhere with me now. He couldn't always go, but I had to let him know, well, you can come with me now, because it doesn't matter if it's hot. You're not in your body anymore.
Yeah.
And by golly, he is. So, yeah, keep me going, but I sure appreciate it. So, Linda, can we?
Yeah. So, Diane, I'm going to have you just bring Whiskers into your thoughts.
Okay.
And just really seeing Whiskers, feeling whatever you feel, just being with Whiskers and everyone else. If you have a person or another animal friend, just bring them into your thoughts. And then setting that aside, setting Whiskers outside your thoughts, focusing on faithful, full of faith, faithful. Faithful and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking faithful too. Closed eyes are looking up at the left side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you relax and breathe normally, bringing Whiskers into your thoughts. And that is complete. How are you doing, Diane?
Doing better.
Good.
And Whiskers looks more relaxed. He had dog trauma for a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. But you know, gosh, when I tuned in early, Diana, I didn't get Whiskers. I got Theo.
Mm. Oh, so, well, Theo hangs out with us too, but he's not in his body. But
no, I know, but he's here with Robbie. They're here for us. But I just want you to know, it wasn't Whiskers that came through. It was Theo for me.
Yay. I'm glad to hear that because I miss my Theo.
I know you do, but at least for today, he and Rob are hanging out together.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're having a good time.
Yeah, because Robbie loves his kitty friends. He loves to sniff those cat butts.
Theo is being blessed by Robbie's presence. I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And I'm so thankful for you, Diane. Thank you for being here for all these years.
And for you and everyone there, Martha, I appreciate all of you. And I understand how you feel about it. When they pass, it makes us think of our own life. Mm-hmm. I think you and I are the same ages.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and I just need to take a little break. So I'm going to take the rest of the month off. And
I'm glad you're doing that for yourself. You so deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you for being brave enough to call in. I really appreciate it because I tell you, that really helped me. I feel a whole lot better. That was really good. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We need to take care of advertisers, but Linda, you know, my automatic pilot's not functioning as well as usual, and I forgot to ask you. We need to honor the gentleman that does the music for us.
Yes. The music that we're using today was written and performed by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. So let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time. You can certainly give us a ring, 888-298-5569. We would love to hear from you. If the number doesn't go through, put a one in front. And 888-298-5569. Animal World continues. More with Linda Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, familiar company. we heard from Linda during the break. So Linda is, of course, available to work with you when she's not here on the radio with us. And Linda, you actually have a physical office you work out of.
Yeah.
So it in the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, is that correct?
Yeah.
And so people can come and work with you in person at your office, or because there's no issue with distance, you can do work with people remotely over the phone or Zoom or however you guys choose to do it. That's how I work with you, because we're a long distance away.
Right.
And as much as I would love to work with you in person, it doesn't make sense to drive an hour, you know, and have to get there and then drive. Anyway, but I find that remote treatments are equally as powerful as in person, and it's nice to be able to do both.
Yes.
And I think last time we were talking about that people can actually take the light rail to you and
if you take the light rail to the Soto station, it's about a 15 to 25 minute walk depending on your pace, and so that's accessible, and there's a bus that's like one block from my office, the 124. So
all right, excellent.
There's ways to get there.
All right, and then you continue to offer a free introductory session for anybody that calls or texts you at the number we're going to give out. And you say, like, if somebody calls in and works with you on the air here, like Diane did, that doesn't count.
Right.
That this is for new clients in person or off the air. You are welcome to call or text Linda for a free session, which you can do in person or remotely. And the number to call is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Now, wait till after the show, but you can call her or you could leave a message. Anyway, thank you so much for what you do, Linda. And did either of you guys have a chance to look at the photos yet?
I did, yeah.
Was there a lot of food in those photos or what?
Well, it might have been the end I opened up. But anyway, I saw a lot of landscaping, the hillsides.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
And then
I did see some food, but I've got to admit, I didn't look at it too long because I start to get hungry when I look at food. So I just kind of scrolled past that. And I just looked at their smiling faces.
Yeah. How about you, Dave? Did you take a look?
Yeah, I did. And I kept scrolling. I'm like, where's the food? And then I finally got to it. It's like, oh, it's down near the bottom. A lot was landscaping to start. Then you finally get down to where the food is.
Yeah.
Yep. And so the big celebration and all of that stuff. Now, he's down there for 2 whole weeks.
Good.
And and I know I know that they're doing some traveling, and going to the different islands and stuff. I don't know how the earthquakes or anything might have affected any of that. But there'll be more photos posted and so forth, and we'll be able to talk about that. But last time, a couple years ago, when he was down there, he actually took me with him in a boat going from island to island on his phone. a little FaceTime, and Aunt Martha's in the boat with Fia and Nathan. So he's really good to me. He includes me in so much stuff. I had so much fun. Right? Anyway, I'm hoping maybe I get another boat ride this year from island to island. But Nathan and I kind of have the same kind of schedule. He's a night person too, although I think the hours are way off from where they are now. But anyway, it's a good time. So we got a couple of minutes or so before we have to close out this hour. We didn't get to the energy code stuff, so maybe you can talk about that just for a couple minutes before we close out the hour.
What I want to talk about right now is the thing I did before we did the usual releasing, which was breathing, sending breath through the area of the body that
I don't know that we've done that before on the air.
Probably not. But it's part of the energy codes work, which is
So the breath up and down we were using to clear, that's not the best therapy. That's the energy codes.
That's the energy codes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And what I want to say is that most of us don't realize that our minds can't process our emotions. People spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, their anger, their fear, their sadness. And those things can't be processed in conscious cognitive way. The way emotion is processed is in the body. And so when we feel a strong emotion, regardless of what kind it is, one of the ways to really process it, that is not to shove it away or try to suppress it, but to actually process it so it really gets its full due, is to pass the awareness of our mind and the breath, the energy of the breath, through it. And what that does is it actually brings it further within us for deeper understanding and processing, so that we don't have to keep, you know, turning it over and over again in our head. We're actually really processing when we do that.
Yeah, and you're moving it out.
Yeah.
Up or down.
Yeah, it becomes part of us. Basically, what it is what you talked about. Everything that happens to me is for my benefit. And so this is actually grabbing the benefit of whatever this emotion is, anger, sadness, fear, and bringing it all the way in, so it becomes completely integrated and understood at the level of energy.
Yeah. And but you know, when you're dealing with grief and stuff, you have to go through the grieving process.
Yes, you do. And this is a way to do it.
Decades ago, before I finally allowed myself to really grieve when Chowie Golden left, I really couldn't do a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't really, I guess I just wouldn't let myself do that. And that's what I say now. Boy, I really wail. I mean, I I'm out in the middle of nowhere in the trees. And, oh, gosh. And the trees have been so supportive. And the morning after I woke up to all of my beloveds from the other side, man, I just got piled on. PJ was here and Piggy and, and Chowie and all, and my dog. But, you know, even though I could feel them, I knew they're here. I could see them in my periphery. It's not the same. You know, we're still human. And it's a physical body. I'm always carrying around. I have a little lion stuffy that I use as a surrogate to do acutonic fort treatments on my animals when I can't do it on them physically. And I was carrying my little tiger, you know, because that's what I had been using to treat Robbie with the forks for the last few weeks, and carrying it around. But there's really no other explanation for why, when I was in such turmoil and so much grief and all of this, that I had no pain in my body. And I still don't. I'm good. And you know, I did a whole session, and a 5-year-old Airedale that I had to peel him off the wall, ran out of control, that I had to work in the, you know, and no pain, but you know, you keep your trash compactor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are out of time for this hour. We would love to hear from you and work with you and your animal friends and just do more healing for all of us. So please, and when you can, pick up your phones. We've got another hour to go. 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. If it doesn't go through, put a 1 in front of it, because sometimes you need a 1, sometimes you don't. And we're firing up the love train. You do not get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. I'll cruise through and pick you up. So join us, and I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Another hour with Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.